Thank you so much for hitting the play button on your favorite listening device of choice from wherever you listen to podcasts. My name is Duff Tyler, and this is A Duff Said. Now, if you are hearing this podcast for the very first time, it is so good to have you on board. You can follow this show and check out all of my episodes by going to my website, aduffsaid.com. You can also follow along on your favorite listening device of choice. All you have to do is download the Podbean app, or really just follow wherever you listen to podcasts. We've got a great show lined up for you this week. Last week, I talked to the Oxford High School baseball team. This week, I am talking Oxford softball. My guest this week is senior infielder Maya Spiz. In her final season with the Wildcats, Maya is batting over 500. And just listen to this stat line. 8 hits in 9 trips to the plate, 2 homers, 3 doubles, 2 singles, and 10 runs batted in. Maya did all of that in a doubleheader back in April against Armada. Now, I caught up with Maya in the middle of May during a doubleheader against Lake Orion. Now, initially, I tried to get this entire interview in with Maya before the start of Game 2. But Maya had to cut it short because that game was starting and she was due up third in the top of the first inning. Now, here is another example of the Duff Said karma. Maya had to run to the dugout, grab her bat and helmet, and when she stepped into the batter's box, she belted her 9th home run of the season. It was a no-doubter over the scoreboard in left field. Now, next season, Maya will be attending Hope College as a member of the Flying Dutch softball team. We discussed that, and she reflected on her 4 years with the Oxford softball team. We get into that and so much more. My conversation with Maya Spiz starts now. Take me through this season. You've had a phenomenal year. You're batting over 500, and you had a doubleheader recently for the ages. You went 8 for 9. When you look back at all that you've accomplished so far this season, was that something you were expecting, or did this just kind of happen all by surprise?
It mainly happened by surprise. I did set a goal for home runs, but I was not expecting to hit it. But it definitely came by surprise, and I was not expecting this season to be as great as it has been.
This year, Maya, you have collected a career-high 9 home runs. Where did you find that pop in your bat from a season ago where your previous career high was only 3?
I've been putting a lot of work in my hitting over the summer and my summer season, and it's very unexpected for me this season. I never expected it to be like this, but it's very exciting, and I'm glad I'm where I'm at.
What has it been like to see your teammates' reaction as you continue to have this torrent pace that you've been on all season?
It has been amazing seeing the support they give me, the happiness that's in each of their faces every time I'm running towards home. It's amazing, and I love having the support from them.
You went 8 for 9 in a doubleheader, so I'm curious, what happened in that one at bat where it didn't happen for you?
I happened to hit a line drive, and the shortstop caught it.
But as far as the rest of that day went against Armada, what was it like to just continuously have success at the plate?
It was really exciting. I was on top of my mood. I was happy the whole time. I was having fun. It was just probably one of the best games I've ever played.
What was your mindset going into that game?
I just had no thought towards the game. I was just going in it like any normal game, and it just became something that rode along and kept going higher.
When you saw the box score after that game, 8 for 9, and the day that you had, what goes through your mind when you look back at the numbers that you put up in that doubleheader against Armada?
It makes me very proud. It makes me very, very proud. I never expected myself to be able to pull through with that, and it just makes me very happy with how I played, and it just shows me how good of a player I can be.
What is it like to know that you have become such a dominant batter in this conference?
It helps my mindset a lot throughout softball, and going to college for softball, it's going to help me a lot mentally to know that my last season in high school was probably one of the best I'll ever have.
You're celebrating senior night tonight. What have your 4 years as a member of the Oxford softball team been like for you?
It has been amazing. It's definitely been bumpy since we have a new coach this year, but it has been amazing being with multiple girls that I've made best friends, and just the skill level has been amazing, and the games have been so unexpected but so fun.
What has that relationship with her been like? I know you've only had one season to get to know her, but what is the bond that between the two of you like?
We have become closer than I would have thought. In the beginning, I had no idea what it was going to be like. I had no idea that she was going to be as close as to the team as she is. And she's someone I can go to talk to no matter what.
What was that first meeting between the two of you like?
It was awkward at first because we didn't know each other. We didn't know what to expect from each other, but we did talk it out. We learned so much from each other. She's planned so many team get-togethers, so many meetings, and we've just gotten along and like we clicked.
So this is her first year. How do you guys feel that you've responded to what she's been trying to instill in you guys?
We've definitely tried to keep a routine throughout the season, but the new thing she's brought to us, it's just we try to get along, we try to go with it. So it's been fun. She's brought a lot to us.
So after 4 years, what are some of your fondest memories playing here at Oxford?
Definitely last year winning districts. And this year my coach has brought a lot of team dinners to us. So hanging out with the team, meeting a lot of new people has been amazing and given us a lot of opportunities.
So that was your first district title. How hungry are you to go back-to-back in your senior year?
Very, very hungry. We really want to get back there and we really want to win.
What are some things that you're going to miss about playing on this field?
I am going to miss all the people on this field. Every single girl on this field right now, I've never thought I would be as close with as I am, and they have brought me to be an amazing player and an amazing person.
This is your last year at Oxford, and something I wanted to ask you. There is a new term that has been going around this entire community that has defined Oxford, and that is Oxford Strong. You actually have it on your jersey there. What does Oxford Strong mean to you?
Oxford Strong is just a term that just shows that everyone's here together. No matter what we go through, we're all here together. We all support each other, and we're all together in one.
And you have the hearts on your other arm to represent the people that were lost in the events that took place in November. What is it like to play for this school and to honor their memories?
We put in our all for these four. We all miss them dearly, and it's something that we all play for. We all want them to be here with us, and they're people we look up to. We play for them all the time.
When did you first start playing softball?
I started playing softball when I was around 11 years old.
How did you discover softball? Because most of the time when you talk to high school kids, it's something that they started at an early age. I talk to people, they say, oh, I discovered this at 4, or I started playing when I was 5. Mm-hmm. It took a little while for you to at 11 years old. What was it about that particular time in your life that really turned you on to the game?
It's been in my family. I have an older sister, and she's played softball. So I, like, sitting on the sidelines watching her play, I always wanted to go out on the field and play with her. And so it brought me to come try out and start playing softball.
Your sister Madison was a huge influence on you in the game of softball. When did you guys first start playing together and develop a bond through the sport of softball?
We didn't play together on a team, but we've played side to side. Like, most of the time we went to the same organization most of the time, so we were always like scrimmaging each other, and it brought us closer together for sure. Still a great bond between us.
So she's a few years older than you, but you've been having this great season. So who would you say is the better hitter between the two of you?
I would have to say me. Of course, me.
And what's the trash talk between the two of you like?
There's not much trash talk. The only thing is she quit softball a little sooner than like making it to her senior year. So that's why I bring myself to be better.
How would you describe her as a role model as you're getting ready to complete high school softball?
She has definitely been a role model throughout my life. She's been there through practices, through my hitting lessons, through everything I've done. She's always been there to support me, and she's always been my biggest competition. So she's brought me to be the better player that I am.
What was it about Hope College that really interested you in wanting to further your softball playing career there?
So throughout summer season, I play and coaches come out and watch, and I email them, and I always wanted to go to a D3 school. I never wanted to really go into anything else since I want to go into a medical career, and Hope was just the best place for me. I love campus. I love the coaches. I love the girls there. It was just a big pointer, and it just stuck out.
It is extremely rare that I ever hear anybody in high school say, I want to go to a D3 school. What did you find so appealing about Division III?
It just helped me plan my future a little bit more. And going into a career that's so big, I want to be able to focus on my education a little bit more, but still play the sport that I love and still be able to proceed with that.
I heard you say you want to go into the medical field. What interested you in that?
I would have to say, again, my sister, but also in high school, I've gotten an amazing opportunity to take an EMT class, to get my EMT license by the time I graduate, to be able to go through a bunch of medical classes. It's just helped me figure out where I want to go in my life.
How did you discover that, and what really interested you in that and pursuing it in college?
I just wanted to get a little head start for myself to figure out where I want to go so I'm comfortable with where I am in college. I have amazing teachers here at Oxford that have brought me to be where I am and showed me those classes. Oh, I want to go into emergency medicine, and right now I can be an EMT. I'm taking a test in a couple weeks to be an EMT and get my license, but I want to be an emergency PA.
What really interested you in being an EMT?
It was just the opportunity to take this class. It was the first thing that really stuck out to me and grabbed me into it. And so it's just an opportunity that I took and that I'm going to continue going on with.
What are your goals once you get to Hope College and start playing softball? What are some things that you would like to accomplish in your college playing career?
I want to be able to play, first off, probably not as a freshman, because that's rare for college players to play as a freshman, but I definitely want to be able to stick out to my coach, to be able to show my coach that I can be a really good player if I want to be, which I do, and I just want to be able to play.
Up next, five things you need to know about Maya Spiz. If it's pizza night, Sheldon Street Pizza has got you covered. But if you're sticking to salad, be sure to cover it in one of Sheldon's signature dressings. Sheldon Street Pizza now has homemade ranch, Italian, and Greek salad dressings bottled up and ready for purchase. You can also order a freshly prepared salad from Sheldon, because at Sheldon Street Pizza, it's more than just pizza. Order today by calling 248-791-7111, or you can visit them online at sheldonstreetpizza.com, or just stop by 3767 South Baldwin Road in Orion Township. If it's pizza time, it's time to go to Sheldon Street Pizza. And that's a Duff Said. Looking for the best hard cider in Oakland County? Then stop by Fourth Coast Cider Works. Located in the main entrance to Canterbury Village, Fourth Coast has many flavors on tap and some you can take home. Fourth Coast is open Thursday through Sunday. For a complete list of ciders and hours, go to fourthcoastciderworks.com. Fourth Coast Cider Works. Quality craftsmanship, quality hard cider. Not available to anybody under the age of 21. Please drink responsibly. So the first thing I noticed today when I got to see you play for the first time, your walk-up song is Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Yes.
I grew up listening to that song. How did you discover the Crue, and what made you go with that song selection?
My dad has shown me a lot of music, and the big walk-up songs for us is influenced by my father. And it's always been big for AC/DC rock songs, and it helps hype me up. So I just found it one day, and I was like, I like the beginning of this. I like the tone. It's going to hype me up.
What is the best place to go after a game for a post-game meal? I've talked to baseball players at both Lake Orion and Oxford. The Lake Orion crowd, they like sandwiches. Okay. The boys over on the baseball diamond, they all like their wings. So I need your perspective. What is the best post-game meal?
I'm a big pizza girl. I like getting pizza after my games.
Describe the perfect pizza.
Ooh, I would have to say just a plain pepperoni pizza with a thick crust, for sure.
Who is your all-time favorite baseball player?
I would have to say Miggy, Miguel Cabrera.
And where were you when he got hit number 3,000 a few weeks ago?
I was at home. I was at home. I was not watching, sadly, but.
You missed it?
I did miss it.
Oh, my gosh. So how did you find out then?
Right away, everyone was posting about it, so I was able to see, like, right after.
What is your favorite subject in school?
I would have to say math. There's just so many ways you could go with math. Like, right now I'm in a stats class, so it's a lot of word problems, and it's just, you can figure out a lot of different things, and you have different, I guess, wings of it.
What is the best all-time baseball movie?
42.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I didn't grow up watching baseball movies, but if I didn't know what to watch, I would always watch a baseball movie, and that would be the one that I would watch.
What do you enjoy most about representing the community of Oxford?
I enjoy just being a part of Oxford. I enjoy being able to represent that we're all together and we're all here together. And it's just nice to know that everyone's so close and just in one tight community.
Maya Spitz, thank you so much for being a part of this week's show. All the best to you moving forward.
Thank you.
And that's going to be a wrap on this edition of A Duff Said. Here's a look at what I've got coming up for our next show.
I mean, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm here and I'm ready to get better, and I'm ready to build a program that is going to compete at a very high level, but also create a lot of good people.
Allie Langtott is in her first year coaching the softball team at Oxford. It's also her first year coaching at the varsity level. Her father, Steve Laidlaw, has been coaching the boys basketball team for many years at Oxford.
It was funny that the AD, Tony, called me and said, "Hey, Steve, do you think Allie has any interest in coming from Clarkston over here to be a varsity coach?" And I said, "Well, you know, ask her." And so I called her and I said, "Allie, I just think this is a great opportunity. I mean, I'm an alumnus of Oxford. Basically, I've lived in Oxford my whole life. And you get a chance to coach in your community that you grow up. It doesn't get much better than that."
You'll hear from Oxford's family coaching tree. And also coming up on A Duff Said, how much would you pay to see a high school boys basketball game? The rivalry between Arthur Hill and Saginaw High is intense. And for a time, so was the bidding war outside the gym for tickets.
Probably could have sold off the Palace.
Kids used to be trying to scalp these tickets.
Hey, Rick, what's the highest price you heard tickets going for tonight?
Well, Mike, we heard about $50.
Can I get like four?
I'll give you three.
Three?
Yeah, $40, I'll get you another.
The games between these two schools were legendary. But sadly, the rivalry between them is about to come to an end. Ryan Slocum will explain when he joins us to talk about his latest documentary, The Hill versus The High. Remember, you can follow A Duff Said by going to my website, aduffsaid.com. A Duff Said can be heard on the Podbean app or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me and this show on my Facebook page, sports journalist Duff Tyler. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at Duff Tyler. Until next time, I am Duff Tyler, and I am reminding you that if Duff said it, it must be true, because that's what A Duff Said.